Philadelphia on Hey FM.
Come on.
One Hey FM.
Gather around, do we have you, sir?
Well, 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 good morning, Texas. It's a, boy, this is a wonderful Wednesday with W.
Isn't it pretty outside?
Of course, I personally think every Wednesday with W is pretty pretty wonderful.
I agree.
It's kind of awesome.
But, I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Of course, that would be my objective opinion.
Subjective.
Whatever.
I don't object.
Wait a minute here. It's awful quiet. I didn't hear...
Oh.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Heather Lee's out today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Heather Lee's out today.
Yeah, it's just you and me today, W.
Well, she really is taking the news about Joann Fabrics closing hard.
Well, no.
She in mourning?
She'll be back tomorrow on the show.
Well, that's good. That's good. I didn't know if y'all maybe got dozed out by Elon on the show.
Yeah.
And maybe one of you were let go or something like
no,
that.
No, we did not get doged.
All right. So Elon doesn't have jurisdiction over this.
No, I don't believe
Who knows what he has jurisdiction over? I don't
well,
know.
Well, like, there's that.
I tell you, though, if I was to make this show more efficient, I don't think she's the one I'd be letting go.
Hey, now.
That's right, Bucket Boy. Things are nuts, though, in the government right now. Talking about speaking up and calling the manager.
Right.
That Elon now is, he sent everybody, all those federal workers, an email.
Yeah.
Wanted to know, what was it, a summary of everything they did last week.
They needed 5 bullet points.
Half of them did not reply at all.
That's true. That's what they
said. And for those that did, from what I understand, the most common response to Elon's email was, I was executing the operations of the United States federal government on behalf of the American people of the United States of America.
Now, that seemed to be a standard response.
Second most popular response was, I was too busy all week. Just government.
Just government.
That's right. Just government.
Government.
That's what I used to do.
Government.
Some of those people actually, they said they thought the email from Elon was spam.
I heard that.
Which
which
shows you how good our national security is when our federal workers' email accounts let so much spam get through. That would,
Well,
that would maybe explain the $3 million that we sent to that that prince over there in the Congo.
I've gotten that email too. I have.
Which is probably what started this whole Doge thing to begin with.
I don't know.
If I had to email everything that I did last week, it'd take like 2 seconds.
Right.
I wouldn't even have 5 bullet points. I love being retired.
Well, there you have it. Yeah.
Actually, I would just write this. Last week, Elon, I spent all week freezing my W's off. That's right.
W's.
Just think, last week at this time,
yeah,
you were playing Will It Freeze.
We were.
It was 12 degrees out there.
Can you believe that?
And just a week later, we're going to hit 80 today.
80?
Well, that's Texas weather for you.
Amen.
Well,
right?
And this is why we keep ceiling fans on all year long.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to change,
all
right?
I know. That's what we do.
Well, all right. Well, I hate I miss Heather Lee today.
Well, she'll be back.
Not really.
Yeah.
And I'll call back, but I'll call back tomorrow.
Really?
Not really.
Okay.
But I do want to remind everybody, coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Sunday, March the 2nd.
Yes.
Is Texas Independence Day.
That is correct.
That's right.
Yes.
So get ready. Celebrate this beautiful Lone Star State that we love ever so much. A Texas Independence Day coming up this Sunday. In fact, I'm going to tell you, just go ahead and take the day off.
All right, that's let's right. do it. Yeah, on a Sunday.
Never taking one of these off.
Yes, sir.
That's a Wednesday with W. God bless Texas.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.